Good morning. Welcome in. It's another chance to tune in for our weekly feature. It's called Your Life Matters, every week at the same time, with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. And Dr. Beth joins us on the phone lines, as always, on this Monday morning. Good morning, Dr. Beth.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
We're doing well. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. I can't believe the year has just been flying by, hasn't it?
It sure has. It usually does. And as we approach, you know, the holidays, it seems to kind of move even quicker. A lot going on and things happening. We're into November now, and folks looking forward to some turkey already. They can already smell the turkey cooking in the kitchen. So we've got a month full of shows that are going to center on a topic of gratitude.
Exactly. You know, I think people don't realize how much or don't consider consciously how much gratitude helps our mental health, that it puts us in a more positive frame of mind. And so, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, the first Thanksgiving, the characteristics of mental health, and then what gratitude does. So today's kind of like a little setup for the rest of the month.
Okay.
And, you know, we all know the Thanksgiving story. You know it, don't you, Mike? I mean,
yeah,
how
yeah.
It all happened.
We all kind of learned that growing up there, sure.
Yeah, you know how they had to come over on the ocean, and it took forever, and it was probably not pretty because of sanitary conditions and lots of people and all that stuff. Couldn't have been fun. And yet when they survived, and with the help of the people who were already here, you know, the indigenous natives, they were grateful, everybody was grateful, that they all survived all that, and they kept going. So, you know, it was hard, and I'm sure some people died, and nothing was like it used to be, but they made it. And they did it. It enhanced their mental health. It made them resilient. So for our listeners, I just want to kind of run through what the mental health characteristics are, which is self-awareness, being able to recognize what's going on inside you, your physically, socially, emotionally. Self-regulation, which are strategies that help us meet our needs without keeping others from meeting theirs, you know, like without losing our minds. Resilience, the ability to, you know, get knocked down, get back up, and try again and get closer and closer to our goal. So social connection, to consider the perspectives of others and just know that you're part of a group, to be able to cooperate, you know, take turns, and not give up your turn all the time. Self-efficacy is being able to know that you can set a goal and meet it and have some kind of outcome in your life and a purpose in life, that there's something that is meaning and value beyond us. So those kinds of things are the characteristics that we're looking for when we feel mentally healthy. When I think about gratitude, I thought, okay, what does it say on the Google? You know, I looked it up.
Right.
Robert, I'm kind of quoting him, says there's two key components. One is that it's an affirmation of goodness. It says there's good in the world. And two, that the goodness is outside of ourselves. So, you know, that's perfect for those days when we're exhausted and we can't do anything else. We know that, look, at something positive happened, and we can benefit from it. And Robert Emmons uses a line or a phrase that I really like. He says it becomes the moral memory of mankind. Mm. The idea that we start give and take, and we start paying it forward or paying it back, and kindness and goodness and gratitude increases. And that's how societies grow and change. So I thought, this is the month of gratitude, of Thanksgiving, and there's a lot of ways we can implement gratitude strategies into our lives that will help us and help the people we love.
Yeah,
I think it's important to do a disclaimer really quick, though. I don't want to make light of, like, really serious anxiety, depression. I can't say just be happy and say thank you,
right,
and it'll all go away. I want listeners to know that's when it's time to sit with a therapist.
Yeah, and like you said, with the times being as hard as they've been, you know, it can be difficult to be grateful in some ways because people have gone through a lot of hardships the last year or two, but maybe in turn you try to find those things that are positives in your life and feel even more grateful for those.
Exactly. When people stop and take a second, there might be something that they noticed that was better than the rest. And, you know, again, we're not going to make it perfect, but we want to know that there is something out there that's good.
Well, it's a good opening topic, opening feature on this month-long focus on gratitude as we'll work our way towards Thanksgiving. Makes perfect sense, and find out more online. As you can hear today's show, you can look at resources on today's topic and find out more at safeharboril.com. You can contact Safe Harbor Counseling at 630-466-8657. Dr. Beth and Safe Harbor Counseling, each with Facebook pages as well. Dr. Beth, thanks. We will talk to you again next week.
Okay, see you next week.